Mandy Rhodes, great to see you here.
Oh, thank you.
Just tell our listeners a little bit about what you think the dynamic going on in the country is right now in terms of the quiescence and the normalcy that has seemed to have been so present during all these years of the Bush administrations. Are things turning around now, do you think?
Yes, I do. I don't think we're half as polarized as we used to be. I mean, that, you know, everybody talks about the low approval rating, 32. I guess hell froze over because 32 is freezing, and people apparently needed hell to freeze over, and now they're saying, okay, we get it. We get it. There's something not right. There's something wrong. You know, but it's very hard for people who have been married to a political party to get divorced. It's emotional and it's difficult. So, but I'm seeing more and more people coming into Republican rehab, and I'm more than happy to take care of them. So come on in.
Great. And you have hopes that things will change. We're looking ahead to the midterm elections.
Hey.
You think there'll be a big change?
Yeah. Oh, well, we're liberals. We're always optimistic. But this is it. I couldn't wait for it to be 2006. And yes, I think that you will see us get the House. And the most important part of having the House is we will have subpoena power, which a lot of people don't understand. We don't have. We don't have the ability to have a hearing because we don't run any committee. The majority party gets all the chairmanships, including the Rules Committee, which sounds dull. But they're the ones that keep us from meeting. And they'll only work 97 days this year, those Republicans, which is good. I mean, they could do a lot of damage in 97 days. But once we have our election, and if our votes are counted, that's an and, that has to go together, you will see the Democrats with subpoena power, which means we can swear the president, we can swear the vice president, we can swear Don Rumsfeld, we can swear Karl Rove. We can ask them, once we have that, who leaked Valerie Plame's name? Why are you wiretapping, and who are you wiretapping? What was the real reason for Iraq? Why are you going into Iran? You know, we can't ask those questions because we can't place them under oath. So we just get rhetoric, and they're very good at rhetoric.
Lastly, of course, radio talk shows are dominated by the right, have been for many years. Air America has had some impact, and you, of course, have had a great deal of impact yourself. How much? How much? Do you see any returns now coming from your national presence on Air America and the other shows there?
Well, look around you. I think we were the only radio station that advertised this, and I think there's about 500,000 people here. So I think we got the word out. And, you know, I worked for Clear Channel for years. I worked against Rush Limbaugh. I followed Rush Limbaugh for 9 years. They're scared, and Clear Channel is putting us on their radio stations now. So, yes, I see big movement at the corporate level. I see big movement on the street here today. I see big movement in red states. I think there's only 4 red states left, actually. I think it's Idaho, Iowa, Nebraska, and Utah. Those are the only states that, by a majority, would vote Republican for a Republican candidate for president. So there's 46 blue states now. So, yeah, I see a change.
All right. You have hope. You said that already.
Lots of hope. I'm always optimistic. Even when it's difficult, like I said, I worked in that conservative media for 20 years and 15 of them inside the belly of the beast. And I just knew, you know, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. And it worked out. So
thanks for all you do, Randy.
Thank you.